Sign up for Faye with City Talk 105.9.
All this week, we've been asking the people of Liverpool to sign up for Faye and become a bone marrow donor. The campaign was run in memory of Faye Lafferty, the 8-year-old from Highton who lost her battle with the rare blood disease aplastic anemia in July. Faye needed a bone marrow transplant to save her. A donor was found in Australia and the operation was a success. Tragically, though, she died just weeks later after picking up an infection. This week I visited the oncology unit at Alder Hey Hospital, where Faye was treated, and one of the people I met there was staff nurse Michelle Drake, who had fond memories of the little girl.
We look after patients with blood disorders and solid tumours. We administer chemotherapy, we take the bloods if they've got temperatures, infections, and we'll also look after children that are having bone marrow transplants.
Now, we're trying to get more people to sign up to become bone marrow donors, and obviously in your job you see how important it is because you see the other side of it.
So it's extremely important because it's so hard to get matches for lots of our children, especially mixed race children. There's very, very few mixed race donors that are on the register, so it's imperative if people of mixed race origin can donate.
And it's quite an easy process, isn't it, to actually donate the bone marrow? People think that it's quite painful, but nowadays it's quite an easy thing to do.
It's extremely easy. You go online to the Anthony Nolan website, sign up, and then you just need to give 5 to 10 mils of blood. Then you're on the register, and it's until you become a match. So there's no invasive procedures until you match up to somebody, and then you can save somebody's life by giving the bone marrow.
That feeling of actually being able to save someone's life, I'm sure, would make it worthwhile.
Yeah, I can't think of anything better.
Now, this campaign is called Sign Up for Faye, and it's in memory of Faye Lafferty. You obviously looked after Faye. What were your memories of her?
Faye was an absolute little princess. She used to constantly do all of our hair. She used to ask all of the girls to wear more makeup because she was extremely unwell and she needed to look at pretty nurses, so she'd like more lip gloss and more blushing. And if you didn't, then she'd put some on for you. She was one of the most inspirational people I've ever had the pleasure of looking after and nursing, and I feel privileged to have known her.
We found that really, because she came in and visited us in the studios, and she was a really bubbly, a very bright little girl, and it seems like she's had that effect on everyone she's met.
Most definitely, she's just an absolute star, and everyone should do this for Faye's memory.
20-year-old Aaron is being treated at Alder Hey. Originally from Staffordshire, he was a first-year student at Liverpool Hope University when he was diagnosed with leukaemia back in February. Aaron had a life-saving bone marrow transplant a month ago, and I asked him what that procedure was like.
Well, I thought it was going to be really complicated, like a big operation, but I just had to have a radiotherapy and chemotherapy quite strong, and they just wipe out all your cells, and then the person who's the donor just has a machine put on them for a couple of hours, like takes blood out of one arm into the other, and then it just takes stem cells out, and like the blood just goes in you as if you're having a blood transfusion. That was it really, wasn't it? I had to have a couple of them, and it just lets it set, and hopefully it sets to your bone marrow properly.
So for you, it wasn't actually really like a big operation or anything like that? You weren't under anaesthetic or anything like that?
No, people expect you to have, like, even the donor expect to have like an operation, but you don't. It's not like that. It's a lot simpler than it used to be, but people just don't know about it. They don't know how easy it can be, like, especially getting onto the register, just giving a bit of blood. Even if you go and donate blood, you can just give another, like, tick a box to say you can take this for a bone marrow register. It's as easy as that.
And that was just over a month ago now, and how you've been feeling since then?
Well, I've had up and down bits. I've been home and that was good, but I'm feeling a lot better than I was. It just takes time. They said it would take up to a year to properly recover, but hopefully after Christmas and get myself back to university and, yeah, as quick as I can really, just get back to normal life.
Yeah, because you were studying, you were a student, and obviously you never expected this to happen, and you've actually finished the first year of your degree, haven't you?
Yeah, I managed to finish it. A bit of help, but I managed to get it done. Tutors and stuff were really useful at uni. Gave me a lot of time to get things done.
You obviously, you've been in Liverpool as a city for a while now. You're looking forward to getting back to sort of normal life in Liverpool and carrying on studying here.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's been great. Like, you just don't expect anything like this to happen, do you? So you just want to get back to normal now and get out with your mates and stuff again.
Thinking back to when you were first diagnosed, can you remember how you felt at that time?
Honestly didn't know what to think because I didn't know enough about leukemia. I knew it was cancer, but they tell you in the morning, like, and you just carry on with your day, like, you don't take it in. It's took months for me to take it in that it's real, like being ill and things, but it's just a shock. You can't really explain it. It's just a big shock. No one expects it in their life, do they? So, especially at this age, you expect to get it when you're older or something.
How did your friends at uni react? I mean, obviously you were living in halls at the time.
Yeah, they were really good. They looked after me while I was living at home. They were washing up for me and making sure I was okay and stuff, taking lecture notes. And yeah, they were really good because I moved up with them as well, so I've been my mates for a while.
A lot of people don't know about bone marrow, and you didn't know about it yourself until this happened to you. What would you say to our listeners? We're trying to get people to sign up and really make a difference. What would you say to them?
You've just got to do it. It changes people's lives. Until you meet people around the hospital and stuff, you don't realise how important it can be to people's lives. At the end of the day, it's given me the best chance of survival, and it's nothing. It's just a blood test. It's absolutely just a little needle, and that's all it takes.
Well, the sign-up for Fay Week culminated in a special registration session up the City Tower run by the Anthony Nolan Trust. Over 100 people gave a blood sample and got their names on the bone marrow register, which means they could become a donor in the future and they could save a life. And some of them told us their reasons for coming down.
Well, one, because it's so high profile, and two, because I've got 3 young children myself.
My mum's neighbour is Fay's grandma, so we knew about her through that way. She's about the same age as my youngest, so it hits home a bit more.
The story about little Fay, it started a few thoughts in my mind, so I went online, checked it out. So I thought, well, why not? You never know when, you know, one of my kids could need it.
Even if you come in and read a book and then change your mind, you can always go home, but at least come in and find something out about it first and then make a decision while you're here.
I lost a cousin to leukemia when she was 12. She never got to grow up. I tried to do my bit.
Just felt compelled to do something. Get down as soon as you can. People need you.
Faye Lafferty was one of my students. I used to teach her drama. So that's the main reason, to be honest, that's inspired me to come and do this.
Anthony Nolan told us it was the most successful clinic they'd run in Liverpool for years. If you haven't signed up yet and you want to, you can check out their website for more details.
For further information and to sign up for Fay, log on to citytalk.fm today. The voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.